Welcome back once again to Trade Talk. I'm Susan Littlefield, hanging out with the folks with Westbred as Carrie Roach joins us now. Let's talk about the excitement in your yield results and how you guys did in the contest. And Westbred just right up there on top.
Yeah, Westbred is always excited to support the National Wheat Yield Contest and the National Wheat Foundation. For us, it's a great way to showcase to other growers how our varieties are performing in real world, field examples in different regions. So there's 28 categories of the National Wheat Yield Contest this year, adding a new winter digital contest. And among those 28 winners, 16 of those growers planted Westbred varieties. So a little over 50%, and we're super excited about that.
For those that maybe have heard Westbred but don't know a lot of details about them, let's talk about the uniqueness of what you guys do.
You bet. So at Westbred, we really take pride in continuing to innovate new varieties. But when we're thinking about innovation, right, it's about yield. It's about making sure we're maintaining quality. And then within each region, you're going to have different challenges, whether it's insects or disease. And so we take great pride in evaluating what are those region needs and making sure that we're deploying varieties that do help combat those things, right? So combining all of those together and making sure that there's a variety that fits that region is important to us.
What are you looking forward to in 2026? And actually, that wheat that's already in the ground right now.
You bet. So in 2026, well, the first thing we're looking forward to is the second part of the National Wheat Yield Contest is the quality portion. In January of 26, those results will come back because, you know, putting together yield and quality is really what that export market is looking for, is that quality portion. Of course, the farmer needs the yield in order to pay their bills. But in 26, those announcements will come out. The quality portion of the contest has been happening for the last 3 years. And Westbred has had over 50% of those winners have planted a Westbred variety. So, you know, in 2026, I think it's continuing to look for, what variety might fit your need. Drive around and see what are those varieties that are performing maybe in a region that you're in or with maybe some of the challenges that you're seeing so that you're prepared for the next season to choose the right Westbred variety for your region.
So I'm curious, Carrie, what excites you about Westbred as you do the role that you do and the opportunities to talk about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's three really important things about Westbred. We're constantly innovating and trying to find the right variety for people, right? We're doing real-world on-farm trials to make sure that they perform the way that we say they are and the way we've seen them in our breeding trials coming up. The third one is the people. We have amazing field staff that are always trying to, continue to promote Westbred. And then we also have amazing seed suppliers who are out there getting to understand our varieties, but also understanding what the grower needs. And that's the most important thing, is putting together the right variety with what those growers need. And to me, it's the amazing people that we have in the field that's the best part about Westbred.
So well put. Finally, where do they go for more details?
Westbred.com is the best place to go. You can find your seed supplier, or you can try to find the best variety that might fit your needs.
All right. Carrie Roach joining us here in Kansas City at NAFB. I'm Susan Littlefield.